What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports coming to you on this Saturday, April 27, 2024. NFL Draft. We did this last year with some of our K-State grads who went to the NFL Draft. We're doing it again, and we're going to start off this episode with a tight end. K-State, I watched the first round, obviously, of the draft. The plan was yesterday to watch some of the second, did not get a chance to do that, was veered off course a little bit, so there's that, but did find out later on that Ben Sinnott, and we'll talk about Cooper Beebe in the next episode, probably after the postcast episode, but that'll record later on. But Ben Sinnott did get drafted, selected with the 21st pick of the second round, 53rd overall. Ben Sinnott was selected by the Washington Commanders, who took the Heisman winner this year in Jalen Daniels. Right, I was blanked on the name. Yeah, it's too early to record. But anyways, they took the Heisman winner, Jalen Daniels, from LSU, and they added another, and I believe, from my count anyways, at least I have to go back through the second round anyways, for at least the Commanders' concern, this is their third offensive pick. But they got a good one. Ben Sinnott, who really came on after starting as actually a fullback. I remember when I started this podcast with Alex Hayden, co-host the podcast out there in San Diego, California, shout out. Ben Sinnott was a fullback. I remember it. He was listed fullback on a depth chart. And I believe this was when Chris Clemens' first year at Kansas State, head coach of the football team, by the way, for those that are new to the podcast. But his stock continued to rise. I don't know when he transferred to the tight end. It's probably after his freshman year. He moved up there. I'm like, all right, well, then he became a reliable target, one of the more big targets in the Big 12 for sure, and that just continued on, and obviously his junior year was huge, right? And it continued the senior year, despite obviously, you know, the train, obviously with Will Howard and the transition move with Avery Johnson, he did a great job. The Sinnott from Waterloo, Iowa, became the highest selected tight end in K-State history, bettering the 58th overall pick of Cedric Price, who went to the Dallas Texans way back when in 1961 in the AFL draft. He is the first Wildcat tight end to be selected since Shad Meyer was taken by Tennessee only back in 2001. Damn. K-State has actually had some pretty decent tight ends since I've came to K-State. Let's not get, and maybe there was a couple before then. Well, actually, I think I remember Andre McDonald. I think there was another good tight end somewhere in there during the Michael Bishop era. I can't remember his name right now, but yeah, there's been some pretty good decent tight ends. Now, I'll probably say tight ends have been more. And with, obviously, I don't want to stir this in the direction of future Wildcats, but Garrett Oakley, pretty decent. I didn't really hear much about him until middle of the year. I'm like, huh? Who's this guy everybody's hyping up about? But apparently, I think the tight end position, and maybe I'll go into some more this summer, has been more efficient than the wide receiver group. Yeah, that's it. That's saying something right there. And of course, we'll talk. I'll say BB for the, because Cooper Beebe got drafted by the Dallas Cowboys, and he's gonna be reuniting with good old Deuce Vaughn. I was really excited about that. And oh my goodness, happy! Before I went to bed last night, did see the Instagram, all that. Holy smokes, that was some raw emotion right there by Cooper Beebe. Anyways. Sinnott, staying on him, 23 John Mackey Award semifinalist, 49 catches, 6,676 yards, 6 TDs last year which were the most receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns in a single season by a K-State tight end in school history among tight ends in the country. Sennett ranked fourth in yards, tied for fifth in catches, and tied for sixth in touchdowns. One of the most versatile players in the nation. Holy smokes. You would rewind back to that time where I saw his name on fullback. I told you, hell no. That's not going to work. I barely knew him honestly back then. All you fast forward to 2024, he gets selected by the Washington Commanders in the second round. That's incredible stuff, man. You just can't. Yeah, that's incredible stuff right there. The turnaround is, wow. The transformation, kind of related this to runnings. I've been seeing, you know, the different transformations of some of the runners that have, you know, been having their trials and tribulations, right? I know several that have gone through that, and running has been a part of their life, right? So you're seeing then pictures of what, let's say 2008 to now, or 2012 to right now, or even 2018 to 2024, right? Somewhere in there you see their progressions, what they're making, right? Benson Sennett is one of those guys that, holy smokes, if he would have stayed put as a fullback, I think with the day and age of the damn transfer portal, okay, and all that other stuff, NIL and all that other stuff, Benson Sennett, he could have qualified as NIL material, without question there as well, because Will Howard, I think the transformation really turned on his junior year there, where he came the reliable target, obviously, that which led us to the Big 12 champ title. Obviously, he'll be forever linked with that, but along with Will Howard and a lot of other people, Deuce Vaughn, like I just mentioned. I'm just wow about Ben Sennett. Well deserved. You get drafted second round, 53rd overall by the Washington Commanders. You're joined by Jalen Daniels, Heisman winner from this year. So already Commander, and I think Commanders have Dan Quinn, Falcons' old head coach, who's leading the charge over there, and he well deserved for him to get another opportunity at the head coaching position as well. He's already loaded with offensive weapons. Now, again, I got to go back through all this and see, but again, we'll dive on in with Cooper Beebe, because already we have so much on him already on the Pro Project Podcast for good reason. But yes, Cooper Beebe did get drafted, I think in the third round. Yes, third round by Dallas. We'll get into that. We'll get into his story on the next episode of this podcast. And we'll touch, speaking of postcast, yep, K-State, the Road Rules resumed last night against TCU. More on that to come on this podcast. And actually, we're going to be recording that prior to first pitch. So either that or I'm going to save it. But either way, though, just to give you a heads up on that situation, yeah, K-State could not get the offense going once again, as they were shut out for the second time as many weeks against a different opponent, this time TCU, last night down in Fort Worth. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available daily or whenever we have a chance to record K-State podcasts. We are continuing this role of K-State content. Stay tuned this weekend for more, as KC is under a weather advisory for tomorrow, and I'm going to be on a different plan today. I mean, I could run the miles, and I apologize for getting way off track, but I could run the miles. I'm recording this like early in the morning before, but I'm on a different plan. For starters, trolley run, the CCVI trolley run goes down tomorrow in downtown Kansas City. And we've been getting some wild weather the last couple of days. Winds, high winds, rain. Nebraska got tornadoes down. I think the other week, Smithville had a tornado come down. So it's been crazy in the metro area. And I just don't know what's going to happen. But we're going to treat this still until we know. I will know for sure if the company representing this race, putting together this race, will let us know at least by between 5 and 5:30 tomorrow morning as our first recorded podcast. So I should be laughing about that, but I'm going to prepare like I'm racing tomorrow, so I'm not going to do too much not to screw myself up not to get myself in trouble with that. So it's going to be easy. Maybe throw some strides up in there. But there'll be a postcast on the other podcast that I do, the 3Y podcast with EG3, which had an episode out this week as well. So if you want to follow that, give that a follow as well. But Ben Sinnott, the main thing here, Ben Sinnott drafted second round, 53rd pick by the Washington Commanders. Congratulations to Ben Sinnott, fam, all that recognize him, including K-State Nation, Chris Simon, everything else. Another draftee drafted last year, obviously. Felix Anduke Uzomah got drafted by the two-time world champ now, Kansas City Chiefs. So the tradition continues. K-State knows how to get players drafted in Manhattan, Kansas. For Alexane out there in San Diego, California, Eddie Greer coming to you from KC, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats. Stay tuned for more K-State coverage this weekend.